Sorry.
Hello, welcome back to I Plead the First. It's your amazing host, Shannon Devlin.
And Sierra.
Little overdramatic,
hello.
I must say.
And Dee.
Little overdramatic, I must say, but, you know, that's Shannon-anon.
Shannon-anon.
Well. Oh. LaCornan.
Hi, Professor.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You want to...
Just say it.
Just say
this
it.
Is like
no
really
one listens to us.
Do you guys go to Century meetings?
Yeah. Yes.
Tuesday nights. So that journalist that's coming.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
From the New York Times next Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's coming to your Century meeting.
Oh boy.
He needs someone to pick him up for the meeting at the Media Arts House.
Where is the Media Arts
near
House?
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Can Wait. You ask someone in Century
today,
perhaps?
It's today.
Sure. Yes. No. Next Tuesday.
Next
Tuesday.
Okay.
Ask
You're so
who
confused.
Wants to walk. It can be more than one person. Walk him from there to the meeting.
Okay.
Adventure.
Woo. And or networking with someone who works at the New York Times.
Yeah.
In the same way.
We probably have a lot of people jump for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you guys bring it up?
Yes, we will.
Cool. Shannon, you're still thinking about taking TV.
Yeah, I planned
I'm
it.
Definitely thinking. I'm trying to decide.
I talked to Vanhala right after class. She said there is no conflict with post-production.
I'll take it then.
No, I don't want to bully you guys into it.
No. I'm trying.
You were excited before advising day, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm for it.
And it's not personal. Like, they're asking me to run this.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what class to not take so I could get this class.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can also take it a year from now, too. But you're ready because you've taken screenwriting right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I planned in the planner thing.
I probably won't get post-production.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We have no clue.
Oh, we literally talk about everything and under anything and nothing under the sun.
My mother.
My mother.
Shannon's a great student.
She's a horrible friend, though. I'm just kidding.
Thanks, Professor.
Bye, Professor.
Anyway. I won't get this class.
What?
It's only 14 seats.
Oh. What day are you scheduling?
I am scheduling the 17th. She's scheduling the
10th.
So that's a big 7-day difference.
Yeah, so am I. I'm scheduling the 10th, too. But
what time on the 10th?
An hour after you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm so nervous I won't get this.
Hello. Hola, Garcia.
Oh, no, it's so...
class.
It's so weird because, like, you would think she'd be like, one of the first ones, especially because she's an A. Like...
That's not how it works.
No, it's...
It goes...
This is the one thing I don't like. Have people schedule special because they are either athletes...
Or nurses.
Or
nurses.
Like, or
we have not act, to, we have Act 1.
Well,
which
I
think
ESP.
Is stupid.
Oh.
I don't think you should get special treatment.
Me?
Well, no, you're fine.
I was like, what?
Excuse you.
You can have special treatment.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. We're on equal playing grounds.
Very true.
Yeah, and
she is not.
She's not.
I am. It's just like testing, and then I get above ground just because.
Yeah, but
longer.
I can't say
yeah.
The disabled can't get special treatment. I can't say that.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm taking professional. I have no classes Wednesday or Friday if I get what I want.
See, I have a class every single day, but it's either one or two classes. It's either one or
if
two.
If I get lucky, I'll have Friday off, and if I do get my schedule, if I don't add Corn's class, I can sleep in every day but Thursday.
See, sleeping in isn't really an option with my 3-day schedule.
Well, and you're also a commuter, so you don't get the luxury of having your own bed here.
Well, yeah, it's 5 minutes away. It's a 5-minute away bed, and then I have to, like, wait.
No, but I'm seriously, like, I seriously cannot think of, like, color and lighting. I think color and lighting, like, wagering. Color or lighting or aesthetics of cinema. Like, what do you think it would be more important for me to take? So I can
color and lighting, honestly, because I don't even know what aesthetics of cinema is about. Morgan just told me to take it, whether that's why I, like...
I'm going to look it up right now, because I'm curious, and I really need to figure my crap out. Because this whole entire waiting thing is not my forte.
I know.
Nuts.
Yeah, I'm taking communications in the workplace.
See, I wanted to take that, but she told me, like, I can't take that.
Oh, yeah, you can't take that until you do argument research and public speaking and persuasion.
What are you doing?
Communications in the workplace or whatever it's called.
Oh, I'm doing that, too.
Oh, my gosh, no way. And
but I'm doing Monday.
Because I have to take argument or research this next semester, and then I'll take public speaking. Because that's how I, like, planned out my whole entire schedule is.
I feel kind of bad. I'm taking 2D design next semester, and the class I picked it because I didn't want this one teacher.
Oh, Sierra.
I've heard not good things about it.
OMG.
But,
there we go.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do Monday RMU Live, but like I don't even like Monday RMU Live.
Oh, color! Oh no, I might not even get color theory either.
Color theory.
You're just down.
She's just down for the count next semester.
I'm not gonna get nothing, guys. except for the profession thing.
Well, yeah, because they have so many classes, and I'm taking humanities, and then
it actually is a fun class. Get Tariq. And you will, like,
I already planned it. I don't know.
Barbara is a good teacher, too. I like Barbara.
Why doesn't technology like me?
And then I'm taking post-production, advanced TV, and then, whatchamacallit.
I don't know what you call it. Wait, what was this day?
Intro to photo.
See, I want to take that, like, I want to take all my intro classes, like, sporadically through, like, out.
Yeah, but
was I also doing digital imaging?
I actually like screenwriting. It was a lot of fun.
Can I take that Tuesday?
Because, I mean, it wasn't that hard, but it wasn't.
Wait, what did Von Holla tell me to do?
I don't know, Sierra.
She told me to take 3 classes. Oh no, not digital imaging. I'm not taking digital imaging yet. She wants me to do post production, color theory, and 2D.
Yeah.
Not digital imaging.
I don't know what I should do for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
You don't know what my birthday is?
No, we never talked about it.
Yeah, we have.
I don't listen.
I don't listen.
You should have cupcakes.
That's it, just cupcakes for my birthday.
Well, do you want a party or do you want an adventure?
Okay. So.
An adventure.
You can go to, like, Pittsburgh for a night.
Shanana.
Why would I want to go to Pittsburgh? I go there all the time. What?
So it's basically just another, like, critical writing thing, so I'm not going to take that.
Color theory?
No, it's the aesthetics of cinema. It's basically just, like, writing, like, sharpening your narrative and non-narrative films.
Oh,
and, like,
I would be super angry if I took that.
Hey, where do I find...
We have to take that, though.
I know, but if I took that over any of these other classes, I'd be like...
Hey, where do I find What's-Her-Face's class?
Oh, yeah, you have to, like, type in the actual art thing.
The what?
The code for it.
What's the code for it, do you know?
No, I typed in because Malik had it.
That doesn't help me, Shannon.
It was really funny because Corinne's like, you don't have to take it. Maybe you should take screenwriting first. But I'm not saying you can't take my class because she's like, we'll gladly have you. And I'm just like...
But
she's so.
I want you in the class. I was like, okay.
Take the class.
Take the class.
Hey, what do you think about me doing a fable for my final project, Sierra? I already talked to you about this.
What do you mean fable?
Like either Little Red Riding Hood or Goldilocks.
Ooh.
And like, I feel like I could definitely make that 4 to 7 minutes.
Definitely, especially if you like.
You expand on it.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe the tortoise and the hare, and like, Devlin would be the hare, and like, Peyton would be like the tortoise, but then I was like,
That'd be so boring, to be honest. Like, I did tortoise and the hare when I was in elementary school.
Do I add planner via scheduled courses, not check sheet?
I don't know.
Yes, what I do is, yeah, that's what I do.
I don't even know what's called, okay, let's do fall location. Where is it?
Moon campus.
Moon campus. You idiot.
Thank you. Do you know what? I forget what the thing's called.
Just hold down escape.
I did.
Whenever that comes up, just hold it down. I don't know what.
Art.
RM. I don't know what the other numbers are, though.
My name is Freddy and Planet. Do you think something will happen if I just hit search?
Yeah.
Okay.
You might find it that way.
I might.
Where's Morgan?
Oh, look, who's showing up?
Wait. Speaking of, you're not Morgan.
Sorry to disappoint.
She was so disappointed.
Sorry.
That was so funny.
I woke up late from my nap. I apologize.
So sad.
I guess.
What classes are you taking next semester?
You have no idea.
Are you taking advanced TV?
Is that what it's called?
I don't.
Yes. But like, I type that in and you don't know.
Okay. We'll see. I didn't go to advising day because I have a class with my advisor. So like, I'm going to talk to her.
Is it Van Hall?
Is it?
No, it's not.
Is it advanced studio production?
Hello, Garcia.
She's awesome.
That's all.
I love her class, too.
Is this what it's called?
What class are you?
It's called Aesthetics of Cinema.
Ah. We're telling Morgan that we can't take that class.
I was going to ask, because I was going to take it with Morgan, but then I'm not going to take it anymore because I'm taking
it. It's called, what is it? Give me a moment.
What is it called?
Give me a moment. I'm reading.
What is it called?
Advanced Studio Production.
It is?
Advanced Studio.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is Corn in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You lied. You lied to me.
I lied to you. How was everyone's Easter? I should have said that first.
Easter was good. This is going to sound really, really dumb and make me sound like a total dad, but my mom was like, what do you want? Because I don't eat like candy that I used to. So she was like, what do you want for Easter? I'm like, give me an electric razor. And she gave me, like, the best day of my life. I got a new electric razor and it was just awesome.
What is it?
Hey, it didn't show up.
Did you add it?
Yes.
Wait, what was it called again? Advanced.
Advanced.
Is this show literally just us recording?
TV studio. Yes.
You guys are planning your schedule.
Like, I'm...
I feel like this show at this point is... Like, if this is the level we have reached...
No.
Like,
I'm going to talk
now. There it is.
I feel like we just
wait.
Need to stop.
Advanced Studio
No,
one.
I clicked on the wrong one.
We're just laughing at Sierra also. Professor Korn stopped in and said hi. It was really funny.
Yeah. You did.
There's more going on than just scheduling.
Sierra's is Advanced Studio One.
We're bringing on guests.
Yeah.
My friend Garrett's supposed to come, and he's like, always busy.
Why is
he showing up? A girl named Sophie.
Sophie Quinn.
I don't know.
What does she look like?
She goes to Duquesne.
Yeah.
Sierra, you have to show me this later.
Give me a moment.
Oh my gosh.
Wait.
They're official, guys.
What?
Gossip talk.
Wait, you don't know your girlfriend's last name?
No.
You're so rude, Sierra.
No, yeah. Sophie Quinn.
I got major passive aggressive vibes from Sierra today in class. I'm gonna share this story.
Wait.
So I was like, okay, I like have been working on stuff for classes, so like, I haven't been sleeping much lately.
Advanced studio production.
This morning I woke up to do. I went to practice in the morning instead of like usually do it. But I was like, I was super tired, so like, I told Sierra, I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be on the show.
Okay. Yeah,
today.
It's advanced studio.
And Sierra just goes. You know,
with
why
what?
Don't you just quit already?
Dang, Shannon! Or that's Sierra.
That's what I was
going to do. But I told Sierra how Sierra no longer wants me on
the I feel
so,
for you, Matt. It's okay.
You know, glad we're doing okay.
How did you ask your girlfriend out?
Oops.
He just, hey, you want to go
out? Actually, funny story. I've asked her out 3 times, and I've never gotten a yes.
3 times a charm.
Or a no? Or
okay. It's
no.
Art M.
Like,
hang on.
She said yes 3 times, but I've never gotten a yes.
Art M.
Like, I got...
4-4.
I think the
8,
first
5.
Time I got a sure. I think the second time I know I got an uh-huh.
Got it.
And then the third time, like, this time, like,
uh-huh.
I didn't even, like,
uh-huh.
ask her. Like, to be honest, because it's been...
Then you were dating before.
I mean, we were, but we weren't official. But, like, she texted
should
me.
Should I add one
like,
more class?
Like,
should
together.
I take 6 classes?
Like, okay. And apparently that was,
no,
like,
I'm not.
Asking her out was, like, her telling me that she told her roommate we're together.
Facebook official.
They were, now you're roommate official.
Now we're roommate official. We're past Facebook official. We're real.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, my family thinks that I only do I only produce radio. And they think that's all I do here.
Positive vibes.
My parents thought that I only do TV stuff, so they didn't know that I was on the radio.
What? Don't say this.
What? What does she mean?
I don't know.
What?
Katie's crazy.
Katie Wedge?
Katie Wedge.
Does she listen?
I hope not.
I hope not. Oh, good lord.
I mean, the show has gone downhill.
Excuse me!
Excuse you!
D's full-time now. Morgan shows
up
faster than I do.
She's gonna be so mad at me when I tell her I did not take aesthetic system.
So I was, telling my uncle, I was like, hey, yeah, I do, this show, and it's, called RMU Tonight, and I, do two of the RMU Lives. And he was like, yeah, that's cool. And then he was like, he said something, and I was like, oh my god, he still thinks I do radio.
He still thinks I do radio.
You do!
No, but only radio. This is my only,
Yeah, this is the only thing you do.
And,
See, my mom thought the opposite. My mom thought that I only did TV stuff. So, I told her, I was, texting her, and she was like, what are you up to now? And I was on a radio show, a while ago, and she was like, no way. But,
it's your mom. I'm not wearing shoes.
Gotta love her.
This is the point of the semester that I'm reading.
Five. All right, cool.
Yeah, today I
shut
almost
up.
Fell asleep in class because we were just setting up a lighting lamp.
Can I take this?
Ah.
Why do we have another lighting lamp?
I don't know.
What do you?
I was really bored.
I almost fell asleep.
Carter. Joseph and I just sat there the whole entire time and just talked, and we set up a couple of lights, and then they made me sit down, and they told me that my face was yellow.
Yeah, I was the subject, and they were like, "You're kind of green."
You're kind of green, sir.
To fix that next Go listen. Go listen.
My group.
Woo!
I always see you do it, and sometimes I make a face, and sometimes I don't.
My favorite memory of being on the show of you is
sticking Katie's pig to my forehead.
And you making that face.
And I just put go listen, and everyone's like, but where do I go listen?
But where do I go listen?
You don't actually listen.
You don't actually listen. We don't actually want people to listen. We know that we do this.
Yes. Oh, did you get the email from Krishna?
Oh, yeah. RMU Radio won an award because of us.
No. You were so confident.
I was so confused. I was like, how did we win an award?
RMU Radio in general won first place for internet radio stations.
Wow.
That's us.
That's us.
We're an internet radio station.
We are. So... did you see that I was on air yesterday, Matt?
I did.
Wait, what were you on air for?
She was on RMU Live!
Yeah, and I was the other two candidates, I was ugh. So I, just...
Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute.
I volunteer, and I was all right, I'll do it. And I got up there, and I don't think, I thought I did way worse than I actually did.
Wait, were you the host?
There's two anchors. It's two anchors and then...
Oh, I'm thinking of...
No, I would not do RMU Tonight.
I was thinking of RMU Tonight.
Super off the cuff. Is that what it's called?
Off the cuff?
Is that the terminology?
Off the pipe?
It's the terminology. Off the pipes. That's a podcast that I do on here as well with me, Mike Shuley, and Greg Sutton, where we break down all of RMU D1 NCAA men's ice hockey off the pipes. This semester it was Wednesdays at 4, but so, I mean... So, podcast, Off the Pipes.
I hope your car's panicking.
If you like, I Plead the First, then you'll probably like
Off the Pipes!
Because it's just the same thing, but we always talk about hockey, and then we just talk over each other.
Then you have my podcast, it's Liner to Left!
Alright, stop promoting everyone.
Liner to Left.
What?
Liner to Left.
Softball podcast.
Oh.
But I knew I was, stuttering, a lot, yeah. Like, for most of it. Cause
there was a moment where I basically gave a thumbs up and like, you're doing great. And did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. I was like, okay, D thinks I'm doing all
yes,
right.
Yes, even though I thought like, oh crap, she's stuttering. I gotta cheer her up somehow. Yeah. So I stood behind a camera and like thumbs up and like, you're doing great.
But just, I think I did all right for my first time.
And I basically I thought I'd just take a deep breath and she was fine.
My first time it was horrible.
My first time was horrible.
Yeah,
we don't even want to discuss my first time.
But, like, Malik helped me write some of my stories, and so they didn't make sense. And you could see when I didn't, like, I knew that they didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because I made a face.
I was like, oh, no, Shannon's going down.
I went, like, this is what I did. For the first one, I went, and then it got back to Logan. And then for the second one, it was something about India's universal healthcare, and I definitely forgot a word, or he did. Because I just did this. I went, and then I come back to Logan, and Logan was like super like monotone, and I was like, "Hello, I'm back to."
It was so funny. He was like,
"I can totally see you do it. Like, I feel like that's exactly."
And I'm Shannon Devlin. Here's what's happening now.
And, like, and I'm Shannon Devlin.
That's all I wanted to say. All I what?
And I'm Shannon
Devlin. Yes. But I'm kind of excited for the summer, but also, I will miss it here, because no one will really be here.
I will still be here three times a week.
Because I won't, like, be here.
Shanana, if you want to come visit me while I work here, I work three times a week.
It feels like
I work for Ray and Joe over the summer. So I'll go out on shoots, I'll work
honestly
for, like,
sounds like a solid job.
It's, like, 6-7 hours, and then I'll go home and I'll work as being a waitress.
A waitress
at a pizza bar shop and pizza bar place.
That doesn't sound bad. I worked at Bob Evans.
I tried to work at Bob Evans, but they did not hire me. They were very scared because of my student athlete life. They were like, absolutely not, sir, and smacked me across the face and said, you can't work at Bob Evans. And I said, sorry, guys.
That's but my problem with working and everything, because my job last year, I was worked at a concession stand at the plum ball fields, and they wouldn't give me, like, well, they wouldn't give me times to work, and every time they would be like, oh, we need people, I'm like, I have a tournament. Like, I go to, I had, like, 4 or 5 tournaments the weekends that they had tournaments for baseball, and they just poorly run it. I'm totally bashing them because they only hired, like,
I hope on your next job application you, like, mark, like, my previous employer and they contact me, like, yeah, she bashed us on the radio.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be so funny to be honest. I don't know why.
What are you doing this summer, Matt? 4 months.
A whole lot of nothing, let me tell you.
Aren't you working?
At
Walmart?
Yeah. I work at Walmart, so, like, it's Walmart. It's not anything important.
I'm just watching your mic slowly get closer to your face.
Sierra, is my mic muted?
Oh, yes, it is.
Sweet. Welcome to the show. Glad
but I was able. No, I was able to hear you though.
All of my comments have been heard.
Yes, we can see.
Means a lot. I've been here for like 20 minutes and my mic's been muted the entire.
I was able to hear you though.
Sweet.
So you were loud enough.
An ambiance.
I hope it's panicking.
Good work.
I saw you like slowly like slide my keys across the desk and then. You know, what if my panic alarm's going off right now?
It's pretty funny. Everyone's like, whose car is it? What's happening? Did they get broken into? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's a panic alarm. No, not most people just have someone else hit their panic alarm.
Maybe if you knew the radio code. What? Maybe if you knew the radio code.
I do.
I don't.
It's
who dad?
Zero, 1.
Oh.
Hello.
I love how we all take different subjects, and I went, who dad? What is that face for?
They
aren't
the same.
Well, please sit down. There are chairs
please
over there.
Pull up a chair.
Don't
worry, you don't have to take a
Morgan. Hey, Morgan. Morgan. I'm not taking sets of cinema anymore. The class you were gonna take together.
I, like, throw the spin.
Same. Cool. I was gonna be like, I'm not taking that with you anymore. So.
Expert
nice shot.
Straight threes.
What classes
it's
are right, you
I've been
taking
here for like
20 semester?
Minutes and Sierra never remembered to unmute my mic. No.
Gosh.
No.
No.
Wait. Morgan, look who you're talking to.
I was not on time.
He was a little bit late. Anybody be on time.
I was like 8-9 minutes late.
Yeah, I thought he was you.
That's true.
Wow. Really glad you she don't
She
sounded
a little
mic,
bit of
so
shade. Morgan, what classes are you taking?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
This is the subject of today.
Morgan, you need a mic. You need a mic.
I don't. Too bad. Yeah, you're getting one anyways.
I'm taking screenwriting.
Fun class.
Post-production.
Oh my gosh, same with Loyola Garcia.
digital imaging.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's decent.
Well, decent. Leslie told me I had to take those classes. And if I didn't, she'd be mad at me.
So I don't have a choice.
She came into the radio room. She's like, you know that there's going to be like a visitor like at the century meeting.
Yeah, we have to like escort him from.
For the what?
For the New York thing. He's like a journalist.
You know, she was talking about it for a class today that we would go to his Q&A next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, now I know.
I don't come to the century meetings anymore.
Why?
Because she's because she's Morgan. She can do whatever the heck she wants. It's also true. Why do you think I wake her up at For Humanities every week? Every week.
Dude, I have you beat. My one buddy from high school, his name's Adam, probably my best friend. We used to ride to hockey practice together, and every week I would see him, like, when I'd be like, all right, you're taking me to practice tonight, right? He'd be like, yeah. And practice, we had to be there at 5:30. And every week, I called him at 5:30 and gave him a wake-up call, and we rolled in, like, a half hour late. But that was, this is developer? Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see.
What's developer?
Oh.
They're mild chemical burns. It's okay.
Only mild.
You should go to the...
He said, I can't.
I can't.
He goes, no. That,
we just got shunned by Sam
Absolutely
Anthony.
Not.
He's like, there's so many
Morgan,
people.
You brought a friend.
Yeah, you didn't even.
You didn't even. I listened.
Sorry, we're doing a radio.
We're really loud,
show.
Also, so we apologize.
I'm also trying to schedule
okay,
my
so
schedule.
Who's your pal?
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Welcome to
Scott.
I Plead the First.
I apologize.
I Plead the First.
I apologize a lot. I'm so
really?
Sorry.
Do I always add the? I feel like I always add the and then I don't.
I Plead the First.
The I Plead the First.
The I Plead the First. The.
It sounds more official.
Definitely doesn't.
Yeah, I Plead the First.
As
no,
long as she thinks
sense.
It's okay.
I say it, so we're going with it.
I say it, so it shall be.
I Plead the First more than the Chronicles of Shannon.
No, Shannon Chronicles.
Shannon Chronicles. Was it at the Shannon Sierra show at the beginning of the year?
It was.
Yeah, it was the Shannon
Sierra
show.
You've had so many different names over the past two
No, we only had two names.
It seems like you've had more than that, though.
No.
No, it's only two.
I mean, there were a lot of hypothetical names.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in the rename process from
the Shannon
Sierra show.
I love it.
To I Plead the First. Oh, yeah. We were invited on and never asked to leave. We stayed.
And I was like, it's not really only Shannon and Sierra anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, then we all just kind of stay. This would be like our normal hangout.
Name it, what was the one option?
The Shannon
Sierra, Matt, Morgan, Katie, Chronicles.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was
relatively new.
See, and it
semester.
Like works because there's no
the newbie.
So like it's.
So it doesn't matter. We can have on whoever we want to have on.
Yes.
Mhm.
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna produce Mondays next semester because neither me or Millie can produce Mondays.
Well, if Katie applies for it, Katie will be back.
Weird coincidence.
What do you mean?
I just mean I'd like to point out what a weird coincidence that is. Neither you nor Millie. We can plan the show on Monday.
I hate you.
Because.
No, I don't need an explanation. I'm just pointing. I'm just pointing out. I don't want one. I just want to point out.
We're taking advanced cinema, advanced TV.
Together.
Together forever.
That was
Wait,
so cute.
Oh no! I have to be in the class with you, lovebirds.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You act like we're mushy.
You act like we're mushy.
You act like we're mushy.
New favorite Shannon Devlin quote. You act like we're mushy.
Darn it.
What?
No.
No. She goes,
monotone.
Fake news.
Because I know what you're going to ask, and I just know.
Oh, okay. Shannon.
Oh, my gosh.
Too much. You know a question I'm going to ask?
I know.
What's the answer to that question?
No.
Shannon. You have to have a serious job.
I know.
This is a problem. This
is a problem. That what it is. Yes, I know.
Shannon.
I know.
Pick it up.
Pick it up, Shannon.
I expect better.
I expect better.
Slightly, slightly disappointed, but not entirely surprised.
You're the worst.
Yeah,
but
we
I like
all
your. I mean, you're brutal. I like your brutal honesty,
you need
though.
To communicate.
I need to communicate.
Use
this.
Your words, Shannon.
Or I don't know. Be the first one to do it.
Yeah,
or I don't know. Here's an
have
idea,
him take you,
know, you
out to your car and then just lay it on.
I feel that scream on
yeah,
such a deep level, Sierra.
I've been trying to email this person, and it keeps backing me out. Because that stupid key thing that keeps popping up, like enter the new key password or whatever.
Oh, the new keychain password or something?
It keeps popping up, and I keep exiting out of it.
I just keep canceling it.
I do, too.
How's that water, Shannon?
I am a thirsty hoe, so it's great.
Shannon! Okay, wow. Another new favorite Shannon Devlin book. I'm a thirsty hoe. So good.
I'm dying. I like would say quotes all the time in high school, and I don't say them anymore, and it makes me sad.
Oh, I used to have this friend. Okay, so my first period, first semester was a study hall in senior year. But my video teacher had, like, a TV One class going on, so I would, like, just sit in their class and just, like, kind of assist and teach, but not really, kind of just mess around. But there was this girl, and her name was Zoe, and I would walk into class every day, and I would say, Zoe, quote, and she would have to read me, like, one of the stupid inspirational quotes that, like, people have. Like, she would just Google dumb inspirational quotes.
Dumb inspirational quotes.
She had an app for it, but I would just walk in every morning and be like, Zoe, quote, and, that was like the story of our friendship, but like we're still friends, like we talk all the time.
How that's the girl you dated, but
Zoe?
Yeah, I thought you no, but obviously I'm wrong.
Get your facts straight.
I would
Shannon.
Actually like the whole story behind this girl.
You're supposed to be in
I've
news.
Heard,
you're supposed
I've
to get your facts straight.
You've heard new updates.
Well, actually new updates about old things. And I wasn't informed, so I'm pretty
I wasn't
pretty,
informed.
Pretty
yeah,
bad.
It's
because it sounds pretty serious. What I heard. Exactly. Yeah, Morgan's nodding her head, so we know.
I mean, yeah, it is for sure. But
can I be your best woman?
Can I be your best woman?
It goes Mike Shuley and me, and we're just like
Mike Shuley. Mike Shuley is my roommate here, for those of you who don't know, which are all of our actually probably only like one of our listeners, because the other one's my mom and she's right.
And my mom.
Okay, so Shannon's mom. Hey, I live with Mike. There we go.
She knows Mike Shuley because we watched the show yesterday. It's like Shuley on Sports.
Ah, Shuley on Sports.
Did they make a graphic for that yet?
It used to be me.
Finally.
Huh?
When it used to be me, I used to do Fridays. You were there.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, you weren't.
I was there.
Oh, it was Shayla and you.
Yeah, I was. And you like wouldn't do your scripts till like 11:50, and Katie was like, "Can you please
wow.
do your scripts?"
So shocked.
Me waiting
really?
Until the last minute,
wow.
procrastinating.
Shocking.
Never.
Never.
Who could have guessed?
Well, no, and your normal wake up calls from Katie.
Hello.
Yeah, there was one week where I got one from Malik from Snapchat.
It's like
the Friday show. I miss it. Good times. Good times.
I'm applying to be like if there's not enough if there's a lot of freshmen.
There was the best memory off of that show. There was one.
Wow, Matt, that was great.
No, now I'm thinking and I have to continue the thought before we go. All right,
just continue your thoughts.
Really.
I was on desk for like 2 weeks with Nick Hederick and shut up, Morgan. I was on desk for like 2 weeks with Nick Hederick, and then I got moved on to sports, and Tyler moved to weather, and Reagan took my spot on the desk. So every week before the show, we would have them play She Ain't You by Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick would sing it to me and like point at Reagan and be like, She Ain't You. It was the best thing ever.
It was so funny.
It was amazing. Aww. Every week. I have so many videos of Nick Hederick singing, like lip syncing She Ain't You to me across the room. It's great times.
That's how I knew it was a Friday show. I'm like, oh, bitch, she ain't you.
Dude, every Friday it was on there. At one point, I would destroy it every week. And, like, people started realizing. And, like, they'd be like, you know it's Friday when some guy is singing she ain't you. And I'm like, yep, that's how you know it's a Friday.
I was never there for the actual show. I just helped, like, organize scripts.
You did miss a couple classes this day.
I only missed one.
Now, what was your thought, Shannon?
If next semester I apply to be producer, but if there's a lot of freshmen that I'll be executive, hopefully they'll make me executive producer so then I can like watch over all the small children and be like, print in the queue view and all that stuff.
I kind of just want to be there just to watch over. Cause
she picked camera person for all of the shows.
It's more than all the shows. I only signed up for like three.
I was going to say, because me and Mike are the camera people for Army Tonight.
I also
explains so much.
Can I be updated?
Nope.
Please.
Well, yeah, now we can tell her because I thought she actually got married.
Katie texted me saying I got married.
What?
I was like, what? What do you mean? And she just texted me back saying we're playing truth or dare.
What?
I thought she got married to her ex-girlfriend and I was really concerned for a second.
Yeah. No, she's dating my friend now.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yes. She's
done with the abusive ex. Who stole sweatpants from her.
Wait. Gossip talk.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Speed round.
Hey, D, what did you have for lunch?
I had tomato soup.
From where?
Progressive.
You mean Progresso? Progressive is an auto insurance company.
No, she went there and ordered tomato soup instead of syrup.
Sierra, what did you have for lunch today?
I had...
Hey, I'm sitting... Hey, it's my turn to talk.
Yogurt.
Where'd you get that
that's not yogurt from? That's not even lunch.
Where'd you get that yogurt from?
Romo's.
Romo's?
Yes, Romo's.
Speaking of...
Oh my god!
I haven't actually like advertised it in actually.
No, you haven't.
You every single time you're on.
Said it last week, but I haven't said it in a while. I've implied it for quite some time. Hey.
Damn right, I got the blues.
Damn right, I'm clinically depressed.
That's so bad.
You can't say that, Morgan. No. No.
That's luckily, so bad. I couldn't hear that.
Say things like that.
Can hear me over here anyway.
No, I can still hear you.
Yeah, you can still hear you.
I
can still hear you.
Lucked out because Morgan doesn't have a mic, because it's like most of them.
What?
It's most of the time we luck out because you don't have a mic.
I don't want to go to the meeting tonight.
No, not in the fact that we can't. In the fact that like,
Morgan.
Because you usually make inappropriate jokes, as do I. And I have to filter them.
And she swears.
Yeah, me
too. Did you just swear? Did I swear?
I mean, not
really.
Someone
swore on like last show or two shows ago.
It was Megan.
Oh, yeah. It was Megan.
It was Megan.
She left.
She got in trouble. That was really funny.
And my uncle thinks that I'm still a senior in high school. I was like,
okay, you know what? This is kind of boring. We need topics.
That is
Scott,
a topic.
Where do you go to high school? Do you go to high school? Do you go to college? Where do you go?
I go to college.
Pittsburgh Technical College.
Pittsburgh Tech. What do you study?
PTC.
Architecture.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
That's in Robinson, right?
Way too much math.
Yeah. Way too much.
Way too much math for me.
I'd rather just push buttons and record video.
We do more than that.
Not good at math.
There's so many shots, and like, it's super technical. Like,
See, you're going for the more, like, scary one where it's alive.
More scary one.
Yeah.
That is true, though.
TV is definitely easier because if you mess up in TV...
You could just restart.
Whoa.
Morgan,
what do you have on your feet right now? This is the first day in, like, literally 2 months that I haven't worn my crocs. Like, I have not worn these shoes in so long.
That is your fault. It's even raining today.
They're even black Crocs, which I have black Crocs.
Just put their shoe on. They're in the century room.
I got those shoes that looked good yesterday. I got a blister, and now it's to walk. All with shoes on. So, yeah. What I'm doing now.
She's just walking around with no shoes on. It's normal for college. It's okay.
It's A-okay. On I plead the first.
You know, Katie texted me back saying, did I scare you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scared me. I was like, wow, Katie's definitely not coming
back. I texted her back saying, yes, I thought you hurt my friend.
If she got married? Yeah, no.
And she didn't tell us and we weren't invited? Like,
yeah, well. I'm going to be more mad about
that. You weren't, yeah.
Exactly.
Morgan, what do you think I should do for my birthday?
When is your birthday?
April 14th.
April 14th? Mm-hmm. Guess what my birthday is?
April 15th.
November
15th.
It's like not around here.
Why don't you go...
Go to an escape room.
I don't like those.
But those are so fun.
They're so much fun, though.
Why don't you go to the cruise?
I'll take you.
I knew Morgan was going to say that.
You know, like, all the Century people
you.
Go too, right?
Wait, they go to the gay bar?
I've never seen anyone else.
Like, on
Thursday.
Like,
really?
Like Thursdays.
On Thursdays, whenever it's not a gay bar.
Whenever it's college night.
Yeah.
Thursday. Yep.
Yep.
That looks.
You want an Uber? It's around $20 to get there.
I can't drive to Pittsburgh. That's a thing I have to start doing.
Why?
Because I'm just afraid. And you have to be aggressive, and I'm not aggressive.
Just get in the lane you need to be in and just stay there.
Yeah, but what if I don't know the lane?
Aggressive drivers for the week.
Why don't you go bowling? You like bowling.
Go bowling. I would love to go bowling with Shannon. I feel like that would be such a fun thing. That
I
would
was
be
on
so,
the bowling
can
team.
Can everyone just take a minute and just imagine bowling with Shannon?
Did you know you were on the bowling team?
I was on the bowling team in high school.
Oh.
I feel like we talked about this because I definitely knew
had a bowling team.
My school's
a
bowling team.
Your school's just small.
Wow.
You're just...
I got,
just, I don't know.
Five gutter bowls within a row.
Well, and you're also from a really tiny school.
Is that a thing?
Wait, what?
My brother
did one time. He shaved off his eyebrows because he thought they were too bushy. And then he had like half of them. It was really funny.
I mean, some guys like to self-groom.
I was going to do the college one, but they're like, we're competitive. And I was on JV for 3 years. So.
You can go bowling or you can make Malik take you on a special date.
Don't judge.
I don't know. I rather like.
Friends. My school's bowling team was real like
Nasty
cutthroat 19,
am
competitive.
I right?
It was really funny. Like we and like they were, like they would go after like records and everything.
I mean, bowling would be fun.
Yeah, but it's so expensive.
Volleyball.
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It's swimming,
but like
and tennis.
You can convince all your friends
lacrosse.
To pitch in some money because it's for your birthday, so
no,
you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah. Me and my friend were
if
going
to go
visit
hockey,
my
go to
friend
lacrosse,
in Lancaster
go
this weekend. Hey, I'm talking.
No, this is how the show goes. We all have our own side
conversation. Hey, if anybody
really
is
do.
Listening, please call in and tell us what to do for Shannon's birthday.
Grace, call.
I'll take you to cruise.
Okay, sounds fun.
Really?
I don't know. But that's
I would so go.
It sounds fun.
Yeah, but I want to go when it's the actual gay bar, not college night.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
College night's fun.
Yeah.
I'd rather go on college night.
I do want to go dancing.
But,
it's fun.
What was I going to say? Oh, so me and my friend were going to go visit my friend in Lancaster this weekend. But when me and my mom went to go get an oil change, they were like, oh, your oil is, like, solid. Like, they pulled it out, and it's, it's disgusting. But then we called Brad, and he's like, it's fine. I'll look at it on Wednesday. But I don't think it's fine for driving 3 hours and driving 3 hours back. So, yeah. Nope. So, that's canceled. So, now my weekend's free. Yeah,
my
whatever.
Weekends are always free unless I film.
I don't know what I'm filming. Hey, I'm doing a fable for my final project. What are you doing? On who? On me?
My brother.
Someone do it on me.
I did one with you last semester.
But it was like basically my script.
I made my own script. I won.
I am doing a murder mystery.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's just like that this? Supposed to mean?
Just if anyone were to make one of those, it would be.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm all about murder.
God bless your soul.
I'm already blessed to have friends like you.
Suck up.
The sarcasm in that, it just made me. I wanted that to be genuine.
Now Shannon's hers.
It says that wasn't genuine.
Well, my favorite quote of the day is, I'm dark and mysterious and pissed off.
Who was that?
William Miller on Almost Famous.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Dark and I'm mysterious and I'm pissed off.
Can we say that word?
Can we say that?
Yeah.
No.
It's not a swear word.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I feel technically, like we definitely can't say that. I feel like we're really lucky that no one listens to us. some of the things that we've said.
I've put my phone so many times on this freaking show.
Shannon, who are your actors?
Kids.
Me, myself, and I.
Who, like? Because that can help you, like, narrow down, like, which one to do.
Oh, I'm doing Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, you said either that or Goldilocks.
But, like, then I thought about it, and then I can do more with, like, Little Red Riding Hood.
So I'm assuming you would make Devlin Little Red Riding Hood. Who would you make the Big Bad Wolf?
No. Devlin would be the Big Bad Wolf, and Peyton would be Little Red Riding Hood. Because she's taller than her. And, like.
Very true.
And, like, Devlin can do, like, a scary face.
Oh, Devlin.
We should do the brother.
What a character.
He doesn't cooperate. I don't like him.
She's hilarious. You have to meet her in person. Get the
he could be
effect.
A wildflower.
Well, what?
A wildflower.
I just said wildflower.
Wildflower.
I think we spend way too much time with each other. Like, this is what it comes to.
Hey. What? Do you want a hot Italian haggy?
Oh, my God. No.
I think she's over us by now.
Well, I'm hungry.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Go 3 months without seeing you guys.
3 months?
What's basically?
It'll be rough. June, July. But then we'll have
August.
Most of August.
But then we have the century retreat. Oh, yeah.
I need a new paperwork.
Speaking of,
so I can
are you moving on to campus next semester?
No.
She's never going to live on campus.
She won't. Why would she?
It's so much more fun, though.
I'm having fun.
But you can just text her like, hey, Shannon, we're playing state volleyball. Come now.
I don't do volleyball. It's scary. I like my room. Have you seen my room?
Yes.
Well, the pessimistic Pam skit.
I saw that.
It's
the pessimistic
pink,
Pam
that
skit.
That pink room. That's my room.
Oh, what a time. Me
that,
and my
that
mini.
That did have actually some funny parts.
I was in a minion.
Pessimistic Pam.
I was in a minion onesie. Like, that couldn't have been.
You chose that.
I did.
Did.
But it was perfect for me.
I was just seeing it
on
campus. Where, Sierra, where are you living next year?
Washington.
D.
Sweet with her.
I will be back.
I'll send it for a year and I'll see what happens.
We're having a lot of different gaming systems in our suite, so. And I know she'll always be on our couch.
Spring semester, my friend Amanda is going to be spending a whole lot of time at her place.
Okay. As long as she doesn't touch my stuff, we good.
No, that's when, one of our favorite video games is coming out in December, so we're going to play it when we come back to campus.
Solid. No, but this will be interesting.
Is there a show today?
Yes.
Yes.
No, there's not a show.
No, it's Tuesday. What are we thinking?
Oh, I think they must be just setting up something.
No, I don't even know. Who knows? It's century. Like, there's so many things going on. I mean, now that we're finally wrapping up the semester, and now everybody's like, oh, we're switching spots for the last shows. So who wants what?
I don't even
Ryan Giacobbe's on desk next Monday.
Morgan, this is what you do. Morgan, this is what you do. Just switch to another camera.
I'll switch to the other
camera. I'm excited to see how he makes his debut.
I can't give my own opinion because I haven't seen him actually go on.
He told me he was not having a good day today.
His interview wasn't bad.
He is or he isn't?
Isn't.
Avoid. Basically, he was just.
Don't make me cry again for the second time.
What do you mean again?
Why did he do that?
Ryan made me cry in our class last semester.
Tell story now.
Okay,
he was the director, and I was the TD. And he wasn't telling me what to do. He was too busy yelling at the talent, who didn't even have IFBs in, so they couldn't hear anything. But so he was yelling at them, and then he started yelling at me because I wasn't changing cameras, but he wasn't telling me what to do. So he just sat there yelling at me, so I started crying.
The Pens clinched a playoff spot. Just thought I'd share. We couldn't win the Metropolitan, though, because Washington's good. But
yeah, the first time he said something rude to me, that put a nail in his car.
Back.
Oh my gosh, you're back.
Welcome back, Shenananon.
She scurries across the desk.
No, whenever you said that, I thought you all made a room with you and Mike, and I just thought of that scenario.
Oh man.
No, I thought whenever you said that, I thought you wanted me to room with you and Mike, and I was like, how would that even work out?
I can't even.
I could not even imagine.
Yes,
what?
Morgan? Guess what?
What?
Apparently my roommate's coming back tonight.
What?
After 2 weeks. She's been gone for 2 weeks. Apparently she's coming back tonight. Stay tuned for
Wait, has she been going to class or no?
Yeah, she lives like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Okay, so she's just been commuting every day.
Okay, this is on terrible. Why does she have a room?
I flat out asked her. She hated me.
Oh,
no.
I'll room with you, Morgan, while you're just
okay.
Be like, oh, I wow, words. I didn't pay the SCJ, SCJ?
Yeah.
SCJ? I was about to say G. I didn't pay that thing. I didn't pay that $30, and I won't pay for housing. So there. What is that? Why do you have a brain on your thing?
It's from a music video.
What are you looking at?
Stop watching videos and talk to us. Oh my gosh. What is the obsession with Fortnite?
Fortnite is the best game ever created.
God.
Hands down.
I have heard so many mixed emotions with Fortnite.
It's so dumb.
It's so much
I've
fun.
Heard nothing about it.
It's so much fun.
Like, what is
my brother loves the game, but my boyfriend hates it.
Do you just shoot people?
All the guys on
it's like Call of Duty and Minecraft. Oh, yeah, you can hear them.
You can hear them whenever they lose, and you can hear them whenever they win. You can really hear them whenever they win.
Yeah.
Because they start running out in the halls, like, going to everyone and telling them that they
win. Like a bunch of lunatics.
I just got an email saying, students, do not let other students use your freedom card.
I just looked at that email, and I'm like,
don't let them take it.
Yeah, don't give it to the other person. You have to basically go with them and basically be like,
yeah, they're
yeah.
like, if you would like to buy someone's meal, go with them and give it to the cashier, not have the person use your card.
No.
I mean, that's fine how they make sure people's cards aren't stolen.
I need to bulk order a party pack. Because I have so much money.
Yeah.
So much money.
I do. I'm still in the thousands.
Oh, my goodness. There's 4 weeks left.
I know. That's why I'm doing so many parties.
So I need to, like, start buying
party?
More stuff. Or
yeah. You can order a pizza party and a wing party. And then I'm going
to
bulk order
stuff.
Yeah,
so I have to.
I'm feeling wings.
Are there wings in the calf?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Hey, I can bulk order.
It is Taco Tuesday. I've never partaken.
Actually,
I do like tacos.
But I'm not feeling them right now.
I have not partaken in Taco Tuesday yet. Then I'm kind of sad at myself.
Come on, D.
I'm a little.
We can get a cake.
That was like so extra.
You're leaving us?
Yeah. Why?
It says a specialty layer cake available starting at $45. Ask one of the on-site bakers to create your design.
I might see you guys tonight.
Okay.
I might not come. Ah.
Okay. Bye, Morgan.
Bye,
Scott.
Bye, Scott.
Bye.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you.
Gaddy Bites thinks we're so weird.
Anybody that like just jumps into Sentry.
Anyone that just jumps onto our show specifically has to think that we're weird.
Just the beginning.
Just out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere.
It's speed round.
I don't think it's really a speed round since we have 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. We could make a speed round out of it.
I mean, we could.
Speed round.
What are we doing a speed round on?
What is your favorite month?
Favorite month?
October.
Probably December. Big Christmas guy.
April. Definitely September.
It is the month of Shannon Devlin.
Definitely September.
Why?
It is the month of the Wenpo.
How dare you?
October has Halloween, my birthday, and it's fall.
It's spring.
Fall. October.
No, it's spring.
It's right spring now. Yeah. Though the weather in Pennsylvania will say that's wrong.
Yeah, how about that snow, that freak snowstorm we got?
That snowman. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It was like, what? Snow? It's spring. Like, Mother
Nature. What's the best type of car?
What?
What's the best type of car?
My dream car.
Like, what are you talking?
What type of car is your favorite?
Like your favorite, yeah. Chevy Sonic. Matt?
Matt?
I mean.
Don't you dare say your car.
He's gonna say his car.
Not really. I mean, my car, but newer, is pretty nice.
So Ford.
Ford Fusion.
Ford.
I love her.
I like
Fusion.
She's so nice.
What's her name?
She doesn't have a name. My first car, was Peggy.
Why?
Because it was 6 Grand Prix.
Oh. I want a powder blue car.
I want like a Honda CRV or like something smaller than that because I don't like bigger cars because they make me nervous.
Yeah, I can't drive a bigger car either. Yeah, the my like, Chevy Sonic's name is Paul.
Or like an Elantra, like my grandma has, and like they're so nice.
I want Kevin's car from Ben 10 or the Batmobile.
The Batmobile would be an interesting car. That would turn some heads, I think, Sierra.
But old school Batmobile, so I can actually drive it on the road.
Oh boy.
But I'm totally for Kevin's car.
Do you have a car?
No.
You
Kevin's car is
you
green.
You two are the only one that have cars. I'm saving up for one this summer.
I've never worked a day in my life, so I have no money.
I have never worked the day. Never.
No, all I've ever done was babysit. And work in concession stand.
I want to work at the mall this summer.
Go for it.
My soul is black.
That could be taken so many different directions.
Well, like I found this one thing that says like I like my coffee how my color of my soul is, and they were like, "What's the color of your soul?" Black.
I just like the color black, but my new hair color is powder blue. Thought everyone should know.
You gonna dye your hair like that?
No,
go for it.
No, I just like powder blue.
Once I cut my hair, I'm totally dyeing my hair color.
I'm chopping all my hair off and donating it.
Can't do that anymore. I dyed my hair.
See, I have not dyed my hair.
How long have you dyed your hair? Because you can outgrow the dye.
Well, it's obviously still in here.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you can outgrow the dye and you can donate it then.
Honestly, it was like March of last year that I faded. I dyed it brown and now it's faded back into the blonde color.
That's why I couldn't dye my hair, because it would just change so many different colors, and I would just rather keep one hair, like.
I don't know if I should go blue or purple.
Yeah, I want an ombre.
Blue would be a statement. Purple would be like, eh.
Are you about to fall asleep?
No, he's just
hanging.
He's just staring intensely at his computer.
1 minute!
My mom's like, don't actually permanently dye your hair.
See, my mom is kind of like, my mom doesn't, like, she goes, I don't want you to dye your hair, but if you want to, like, get, like, anything else, like, that's fine.
And that's all the time we have on I Plead the First. I'm your amazing host, Shannon Devlin.
The overdramatic.
I'm Sierra Devlin. Adams.
I'm Dylan Poe.
I'm Matt.
And yeah.
Bye.
Bye. And yeah.